Okay, so we're in Hilchos Kedim over here, Reishon and Aleph Sif. Yeah, Reishon and Aleph Sif Gimel. So we discussed last week this that it says that the highest level of tzedakah is your relatives, and the closer the relative, the closer the higher level of tzedakah. And therefore, we discussed Aviv V'Imoy, with the chiddush of Aviv V'Imoy, that you can give them tzedakah. You should rather not give them your mice if you don't have to. We discussed that last week. Katanim was the ikar discussion from last week. A katan over six, is that considered miser? Even though it's kedima wise, you can't leave your katanim out, but is that considered miser? So this week I want to discuss the next line in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, it says like this. In Reishon and Aleph Sif Gimel, it says in the Ramah. So the Ramah at the end of the halacha says haga. Parnasas atzmai kodemis l'choladam. Says the Ramah, Adar Pasha, says if your father is before everyone, if your father is before everyone else, and your son is before everyone, your father is before your son, and your son is before everyone else, so where you come in? So say, you're number one. You're number one. Zech says the Vilna Gaon. What's the makar for this? The makar is chayecha kaidman. Like the Gemara says, and he brings the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, that if you're walking and you have a one thing of water, and if you split the water with your friend, you're both going to die. So should you give your friend half the water, or should you keep it for yourself? And the halacha is, we pass on the Rabbi Akiva, not like Ben Petura, and the halacha is that you're supposed to keep the water for yourself. Chayecha kaidman. So says the Vilna Gaon, says the Ramah, Parnasas Atzmei Kademus L'chol Adam. Now, it's interesting to note that the Mechaber did not bring this down, but the Ramah brings this down, that your Parnasa comes first. So what would that seem to indicate? That if a person can't afford tzedakah, and he needs the money for his own Parnasa, then the Allah is, you come first, you give it to, keep it for yourself, you don't have to give anybody else. Now even if you'll tell me, okay, I don't have to give anyone else all of it, but we spoke out last week that even in the Hilchos Kedima, the Aruch HaShulchan says that you have to split it up. Whatever, we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan's sheet on this. But the Ramah seems to say that if you need the money for your own parnasa, you don't have to give it to anybody. You can keep it yourself.
This is clothes and food, or what's that gender of what you?
Okay, so we have to know what is. That's a big tumult. But before that, even so, first of all, we have to know what is it called. You need parnasa. The lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is he makes a very strong lashon. He says lahay ukiyadua ein. What's his lashon again? He has a very nice lashon there. He says, ain't shir la itza ki yadua. Meaning, if a person's going to say, well, all my expenses, listen, I'm not going to go on vacation, I'm not going to, you know, get my third car, whatever. So obviously, you have to know, what does it mean that you don't have enough for your own parnasa? Most people don't put that much money into savings, and most people spend whatever they have into, you know, themselves. So what does this mean? What would the Ramah mean? But besides that, there's a big stira. If you go back in the big pamphlet in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah, Reish Mem Ches Sif Aleph, okay, so in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah, the Mechaber paskins differently right here. The Mechaber, it's in this page of the pamphlet, Reish Mem Ches, right here, Sif Aleph. He says Kol Adam Chayiv Litein Tzedakah Afilu Ani Amisparnes Min Tzedakah. Even if you yourself are a recipient of tzedakah, you're an Ani and you get tzedakah, you still have to give tzedakah. So obviously the guy who's an Ani, the assumption is if he's getting tzedakah, it's because he doesn't have his own parnasa. So if that's true, so then it's a Mefurshah Mechaber that says that even if you don't have enough money for your own parnasa, to the point that you need to be collecting tzedakah, still you have to give out tzedakah. So it's a clear stira, an open stira l'chara. Here the Mechaber says that or it's a machlokes at least, but here the Mechaber says that afil ani misparnes min tzedakah has to give tzedakah, and here the Ramah says no, you're first. If you don't have money, you're first. So the Shach over there in Reish Mem Ches asks this kasha, and the Shach says no, the truth is that even if you have enough to support yourself, you're still allowed to get tzedakah in certain cases. He says if you don't have income, even if you have assets, it's possible that you're allowed to collect tzedakah because you have no income. So
and you
don't have income versus which one? You have, what do you have? Where do you, what do you don't have?
You do not have income.
So you have assets.
Possibly, yeah. Or you don't have enough for a year. It says you don't have 200 zuz to your name. Now, 200 zuz means it's enough to live off for a year. I don't have 200 zuz to my name. Okay, a lot of people don't have 200 zuz to their name. But the halacha is you're allowed to collect payah. The mission payah says that if a guy has 199 zuz, he's allowed to take even 1,000 zuz of payah. Meaning as long as he makes a cutoff, now he can collect payah. So maybe the guy has 199 zuz. He could live a little bit. You know, he can't live for a year. He's allowed to collect tzedakah. But Mamela says the shach, it's not a stira that over here it's talking about it's an ani. We're talking men reshin and aleph and ani. The taka doesn't have parnasa. Okay, that guy taka what? But an ani who's just because he's collecting tzedakah doesn't mean he doesn't have parnasa. He could basically live. He doesn't have enough to live barafkas for a year or whatever. So that guy is talking mechayiv in tzedakah.
Somebody gave him a lot, and so now maybe he's thinking that the guy gave it for me. So I should use it myself, but I still have extra and I can definitely give it.
Right, similar to this case where the pshat is that he had 199 zuz and all of a sudden he walked away with another 100 zuz. So now he's better off than most of the people that start off with 201.
Right.
So, okay, so that's what the shah is tarot. But the shah, the achronim, there's an atlas tzvi over here that brings out taz and mainly the archa shulchan. They vehemently argue with this shach, and there's no such thing. That was Medina de Gemara. A guy is going from town to town collecting payah. There's nothing to do with nowadays. Nowadays, if a guy has his basic needs, he cannot collect tzedakah. So that can't be the answer to this stira. It can't be the answer that the guy has money to give out, but he's still allowed to collect tzedakah. There's no such mitzias, says Aruch Shulchan. That can't be pshat over here in the stira. So the Aruch Shulchan, which I have in the small copy over here, the Aruch Shulchan explains the following. He says, he brings down Sif Aleph, Reish Mem Ches, the first page, Reish Mem Ches. So the Aruch Shulchan, it's in the small copy somewhere. So the Aruch Shulchan says the following. Amru Chazal, Dafil Ani Amispanis Min Atztaka, Chayiv Lita in Tztaka. The Shuv, Ein Marin Loi. Here, I have one. The Shuv, Ein Marin Loi. Simani Anias. You're supposed to give. It's also the chinkas of a turba shochan arach. V'yesh b'zeh she'ela. So the arach shochan asks. There's a question. V'arei a turba antzmei kas of a simon reishin alaf mishmoy shalbein asad yagoyin. De'enu chayiv litein tzedaka ad she'ela pranasosoy. Shenemar v'chayach icha ima chayach akoydman. So this is the arach shochan's kasha. So in Siv Beis, he says, yesh mi shenir midvarev, which is he's referring to the shach, the gam kad mayri ki she'esh lo parnasa. We're talking about a guy has parnasa. V'imlav enu chayiv litein tzedaka. He's talking about he has parnasa. Ayim kein kasha. So why is he collecting? Would varm tmu him heim? How could that be? Dim yesh la parnasa pshita she'asa lo lekabot tzedaka afki she'en lo masayim zuz. Says the Aruch Shulchan that can't be pshat. And then let's go to the Siv Gimel. He says, it's two separate things. Dizeshin is bar shom de potem in at tzedaka at she'elo kedei lehisparnes deu b'tzedaka tmidiyos ma'isar chaimish. He says what it means is he doesn't have parnasa. Means therefore he's potter from giving Meiser and Chaimish. But he has to give tzedakah. That means we learn that everyone has to give tzedakah once a year up to a shekel, a shlish shekel, a shana. He has to give a shlish shekel, which we said is a few dollars. Everyone has a mitzvah of tzedakah. Like probably this poor guy has to buy a lulav. He's not like the pshat is pikuach nefesh is doich a lulav. I mean, mistama, he has to go buy a lulav, this guy. So he also has to do tzedakah. That's what the mechaber is saying. This guy has to do tzedakah, and the minimum chiv tzedakah that you got to do is a chazal learned out of a pasuk, because it's shlish tekel l'shana. So he, just like he has to get a lulav and find a way to get matzah, he also has to give tzedakah. Okay? Shlish tekel l'shana. But the ongoing chiv of meiser and choymish that the pshat is supposed to separate money for, keep aside, the guy can't afford it, that he's potter. As always, talk to Aruch Shulchan. Okay? So this is the Aruch Shulchan's teretz to the Kasha. And most Achrayinim, I saw in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down the Aruch Shulchan, and he says the Chazon Ish went with the Aruch Shulchan, and most places can go with the setup of the Aruch Shulchan, not like the Shach, that anyone that's collecting tzedakah does not have to give ma'aser. That's for sure not.
Or tzedakah,
or and just all he has to do is the minimum chiv tzedakah.
Once a year,
exactly. He has to go give his token.
How much is that? Is that more?
It's a few dollars. It's not a lot of money. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan's teretz. Now, the problem that has to, if this is true, so now we're back to figuring out your question, which is, so what's the gedder of this person? Because I think this is one of the most common shy ones that come up, which is, I can't afford it. Should I give meiser? I shouldn't give meiser. What does it mean that parnasasoi kaidemes? So even though now we came out the door, so if you could turn the page,
and the next giving meiser, it's not about separating
the meiser.
We're actually giving the meiser.
At this point, we're not making that distinction. Okay. Giving the meiser. So the Aruch HaShulchan later in Reishon and Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan is very machmer on this, because the Aruch HaShulchan bechlal, he doesn't understand the idea. How could it be that, like we said last week, from the Aruch HaShulchan, how could it be that a guy who has no rich relatives is never going to get tzedakah? Because if your relatives come first. If your relatives come first, so a guy that a rich man who has a lot of poor relatives is going to give all of his money to his relatives, and there's not going to be left anything for anything else. So the Choshulchan said that the Hilchas Kedima just means al pi cheshbon. Give mostly al pi the Seder Kedima, but avad you have to give to everybody. Now the Choshulchan goes on to say in Reishon and Aleph Sif Hey, okay, so he says like this. Lachen yel and yas daiti bar. The zesh kosav hagoyin the parnasos kedemes haynu beish sheino marviach rak lechem tzar umayim lachatz. So Choshen is very machmer. He's talking about a guy that has literally enough bread and water to eat. Once that guy is potter from Meiser. Beyond that, if a guy has enough to eat, and now he's thinking, should I buy my kids a new backpack? He's thinking to give Meiser. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if a guy mamish is barely making the bare necessities of life to eat, okay, so that guy is potter from Meiser. But anybody else, okay, listen, I have to end of every month, it's tight, and you know whatever. But the Meiser, when it comes down to it, before you get your kids' clothing and you buy this, you have what you need, barely. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, that guy has to keep Meiser. We're talking about a guy that mamish has food, can barely afford to eat food. So Aruch HaShulchan is very machmer on this. He doesn't want to let everyone off the hook and say, well, you know, parnasasi koydemes, I'm going to... And he goes on to say this lotion that we said.
That's all we have. Like, you've got all those, what? Those necessities for the kid, but that's it. They don't have anything else, though.
What's a necessity?
The backpack, that's it. They broke last year, so then... They
own that. Yeah, it's a little hole. I'm saying, you ever a scotch tape? A person, you know, listen, I don't have to, you know.
Right, it's very.
According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very, very. You might have to be a person that mom can't.
Probably nobody falls into this category.
No, they're people that are collecting stock, basically.
I mean, that's the Chazal Tzachim, by the way.
Right, that's the point of the Aruch HaShulchan.
You would think
now.
Most people live somewhat tight.
Right, I'm saying most people are pretty much tight, but they have what to eat, they're not worried about putting food on the table. So if you pretty much, now, mistama according to the Aruch HaShulchan, I would think that it's not just eat, food, but it's mistama, your electric bill, mistama, but anything that Pshat is a drop, yeah, what you need, you know, food on the table. But Lemaisa, in the Sefer Tshuvas V'Hanhagos from Moshe Sternbach, he brings down from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav was a little more liberal in the definition of this. In other words, they're going with the Aruch HaShulchan's Mahalach, you're potter for Meiser if your parnasa comes first. But the way he says it, I boxed in the letter, he says like this: Das Aruch HaShulchan called Yehudi Chai b'Meiser. Basically, if you want to sum up the Aruch HaShulchan, you got to give Meiser. Rakim ain la elo lechem u'mayim potter. Okay, that's the chumra of the Aruch HaShulchan. Avo shemati mimor na going the brisk harav. Tochomi shematzav idochuk. If you're tight, at shezokuk la'ezer machem, you need a little help. Ain chai b'derech Meiser is klal. You have no Meiser. You get what you need. Luxuries, extras. Okay. So therefore, what he says basically, he's a drop more liberal. According to this brisker rav, which he brings down, which seems to maybe be more mashman than Ramah, anything which goes into your general category called your own parnasa. This is my living expenses. Listen, every year it's a normal thing that I should get my kids new clothes, I should get my... So anything which is the normal way of living, not moisturous, not too much, a basic, and I can afford that, but no more, according to that, you will be potter from Meiser. So that taco, a lot of people fall into that category. In other words, I can pay my electric bill, I pay my mortgage, I can get a couple extra things, I go to Wall, you know, I get the, basically what I need, but I don't do any extras. I'm not building a new kitchen and getting a new dining room set and, you know, and getting a new car every 2 years. I have what I need. I have what I need. I'm not like, you know, but I'm tight and I have what I need. According to that guy's butter for myself. He's saying anyone that's not that is paying full tuition. So what's your
Everyone's in the category.
Right.
That's your uber wealthy.
Well, I hear you. So what's your paying full tuition?
What about planning for the future? You know, people can't work forever. And
you, if you
money.
If you're planning for the future, then you got to pay nice. Yeah, he says that, but he also says in a chai b'derech moishas chai b'derech chai b'doichak.
They go hand in hand. Your family has to help you pay the bills each month.
No, it doesn't mean that. It means right. If you need financial assistance or anything, most people comes down to it.
But
comes Yom Tov time, it gets a little tighter, you know, and whatever. So that, according to this, it's a little bit more liberal, and according to this, more people would fall under the category that they don't have to give mice. Now the Shaila is in general. Anything which is not necessary according to the society you live in.
Revocation.
Summer camp. Let's say summer camp. Summer camp is a normal thing. That's not a meister's, right? But according to the Rosh Hashanah, okay, if you could pay for summer camp, give mice.
Why is camp not a
Because it's a normal thing that every kid says.
Society made it a normal thing. Okay, that's it. So you buy all your kids smartphones and you live paycheck to paycheck, so that's not a meister's either?
I don't know. You have to define what normal is. But in Achrami, the point is sending a kid to summer camp. Okay, so you could theoretically, you know, work it out, keep him home, buy 16 sets of Monopoly, and whatever, you know. But okay, you could do it if you have to. If you almost don't have, but someone that's doing that doesn't mean that now all of a sudden they have a lot of money. It means that they're making ends meet and they're covering their basic expenses. That's what the Brisker was saying according to the Rosh Hashanah, and the Minig Olam is more like that. Okay, so now the question is though. Here's the question: what's the lumdus over here? Let's think about the lumdus over here. Is the pshat yesh lachkor? Is the pshat over here that since chayacha kaidmin, so memela your potter altogether from meiser? You're not mechuyev chayacha kaidmin. The whole makor stakas chayachi chayimach chayacha kaidmin. And since chayacha kaidmin, I'm potter from meiser. Is that the lumdus? Or is the lumdus is no? You're not potter from meiser. But the part is, it's in the halachas, it's brought down over here, it's the Seder Kedima. So just like your father comes first and your children, you come first. It's a vart in the Seder Kedima. It's a halachas Kedima. What do you do with your miser money, with your stuff? You give it to yourself. I'm an ani, basically, and I have to give it to myself first. Okay? So this is a big shaila, how to understand what the Rama means. Does he mean the chayacha koidmin, period, not mechuyev in miser? Or does he mean it's an hilchos kedima, you come first? The nafkamina is do you have, well, okay, maybe, but more than that, the shaila is practically, schar will leave up to Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not going to declare you get schar or not. We'll find out after 120. But the shaila is, should you be mafresh the miser and then take it for yourself? Should you be mafresh the miser and take it for yourself? Because the pshat is you come first. Or no, should you rather, I don't have to be mafresh miser, because I'm potter. I'm potter. Okay? Now, if you learn it's hilchos kedima, it's a little bit tzarach in, because we learned last week that even for your kids, it's a shaila if you can take off miser. So when we say your own expenses, it doesn't mean my own expenses. It means your kids' expenses. Your own expenses is not what we're talking about. Most people can manage if them and their wife, they'll be fine. It's when the kids come in is when everything gets expensive. So you're talking about the expenses of your kids. So if you're going to say it means hilchos kedima, and that's what you're using your miser for, we already said last week that you can't use your miser for your kids' expenses. Now that's my kasha over here. But the Minchas Yitzchak, Bavarn's is kasha. It's complicated, his answer. I can't really say that. I don't understand fully his answer. But the Minchas Yitzchak, which is the next page over here, the Minchas Yitzchak learns that avada you should be mafresh the miser, and then you should take it for yourself. Because that alone, the Maisa HaFrasha, is a Kiyam Mitzvah already. So therefore, be mad for somebody. So take it into the stock account, and then take it, and then you can use it. You come first. The other problem with that is that in Hilchos Kedima, it's not so posh that someone's, you know, X need is more important than the next person online's food. Words, let's say there's someone else that needs food, and you don't need food, you need clothes. So does your clothes, or let's say your son needs clothes, and you're in Hilchos Kedima, your father needs clothes, but your, you know, neighbor needs food. Who do you give it to? So I have to see. Maybe, you know, it depends who you go like. But the Maisa, the Rebbe Chassidus Paskins, and this is what I thought that I tried to find. I seem to remember that the Chavetz Chaim also mashma this way, is that you should be mafresh the meister no matter what and then take it. The problem is that when people ask a shayla about this, I can't afford meister, what should I do? They don't want to hear, they would rather hear a potter. People, oh, take the meister for yourself. Oh, I'm poor. No, I have to give myself stuck on.
Yeah, so the child, then obviously a problem.
I'm saying psychologically, right. It's easier for people to just say I'm potter from the mitzvah than to say that you know I'm first online for the tzedakah, you know. So whatever. The maisa.
Okay, no. Like you did that first, you're more likely to do something else.
If a child's more quick to do that. Another etza, if a person is going through a tough time, is theoretically that they could borrow from the miser. And what you could say is, listen, I separated the miser. The miser, I come first. I'm allowed to take the miser in the meanwhile. My goal is to eventually pay it back. Someone asked me this, they said, right now they're having a tough time because they're both in school, or one of them is in school, or the husband, or the wife, whatever. But in 2 years, when they start working, they'll be fine. So what should they do? So I said, are you comfortable with borrowing the miser? And eventually, when you make money, you can pay it back. So they were thinking about that. Well, I don't know what they did with Maisa, but the point is that sometimes that's an Eitzah for people. Like you don't feel like, I don't want to not be, I don't want to be part of Maisa. I like the idea of Maisa, but anyway, these are the different shaylas. The Minchas Yitzchak is very clear. He passes that you should be mafresh and then spend it on yourself. That's Minchas Yitzchak's psak. And I think the Chavetz Chaim goes like that, but not all places can go with that. And if it's Negev, one can ask a shayla. That's the inyan of Parnassus Atzmei Kedemes. Okay. I want to go through. What time is it? Okay. There's a couple minutes. 11. What?
20 to 11.
Okay, so I want to go through. I want to read through the next couple Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch. There's not much to be ma'ayin in it. Yeah, it's in the big packet.
Does Reed also. The Svarim count for Reed as well?
Not necessarily.
Which Simon?
You come here for the Svarim.
Yeah.
For Svarim for the kids in school.
Reishon and Aleph. Oh, this is not like. Okay, Reishon and Aleph. Reishon and Aleph, Sivvav. That's where we're up to. Okay. Let's see Vav. Okay. So we're just going to read through some Shulchan Aruch. So then next week we can go weiter.
Is there going to be next week?
What's next week? Erev Hashanah? What, Rosh Hashanah Sunday night? No, there's no Shir then. Erev Hashanah. You Aniyim. Okay, Sivvav. You Aniyim. You Aniyim. You Aniyim B'nei Veisecha. So number one, he says is that he paskins. He brings down. Now this is very interesting. Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch brings down, which is this should sound familiar to people. It says you Aniyim B'nei Veisecha. What does that mean? It means you should have Aniyim in your house. Now this sounds familiar to people because it's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So normally we associate Pirkei Avos is like Musar. So what's the Shulchan Aruch bringing down over here? You aniyim b'nei veisecha. It's a very nice thing. Have aniyim in your house constantly. Whatever. So the Mefarshim say, no, he's saying a halacha over here. The halacha is like this. That if you have an ani that you have to, that there's a mitzvah to give him, make him from your b'nei bayis. That means you should hire him. Let's say you have a live-in maid. Don't hire a goy to be your live-in maid. Hire a Jew to be your live-in maid so that you're mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah by giving them, by being mefarnes them. So if you have a choice who to make a b'nei bayis by you, make it an ani. So this way you're fulfilling tzedakah every time you pay them a paycheck. That's what the point.
Yeah, someone had the same, someone buying something like last. you. Someone's buying something at the same exact price as Goyid. You have to go to the Yid.
The Yid needs, is an Ani or not? If the Yid is an Ani, then it's more of a Chiv. If the Yid's not an Ani, then it could be anyway you have to go anyway to buy from him. That's a separate issue. Here he's saying you Ani b'nei veisecha means if you have to hire a maid, it should be a Jew. That's what he's posking. So is it a halacha? I mean, it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch, and it's something you're supposed to. I mean.
What about?
I'm saying, but then it's a Musar. Why is it in a Shulchan Aruch? What's he saying? What? He's saying it's a Madrega. A grace of Madrega that Ani and Bnei Yisrael. But that's not in a Shulchan Aruch.
You have a place to sleep.
Huh?
They have a place to sleep.
Okay, so it should be in Hilchos Shulchan Aruch. Why is it in Hilchos Tzedakah?
To give him so he doesn't have to pay rent.
Okay, so I'm telling you, the Shach says that that's not what it means. It means that you should be mishtamish with him like your Eved. If you have to hire an Eved, hire this guy so that this guy feels like he's earning his money and that every time you give him, you're supporting him, you're giving him stock. Halacha Zayin. Chayv lahaktim lahachil haroiv melachas veis ha'arum. That if you have a choice who to give to, now this is a big shiloh what it's referring to, but if you have a choice who to give to, you're supposed to give someone who needs food before someone who needs clothing. But I don't think that means in connected the kedimas from before. It means if they're both equal level of kedima, then you do that. But the mafarshim say that if the person higher in kedima needs clothing, you do give it to them until we go weiter. Okay. Next halacha ches ish veisha shabo lish ol mazayin. Let's say a man and woman both come and they both need food. Who do you give to? The man or the woman? Makdimim isha leish. You give the woman first. Why? Because since it's not the derech for it's not the derech of an isha lishal al psachim. It's not the derech of an isha to go door to door. So therefore, you should. It's more embarrassing. So therefore, you should give her first. She is going door to door. But it's not the derech. But she is. But the derech is. But once she gets what she needs, she'll stop. So therefore, it's more important to get her off the street than to get the man off the street. V'cheinim bo lishol ksus, and same thing with the both want clothes. V'cheinim bo yosam yisoyim alinase, if you have an option to marry off a boy or marry off a girl, you should marry off the girl. Makdim lasiya yisoyim. Okay. Hayul afan avanir maharbe. So now this is talking about a gavet tzedakah. He has to give out the money. He doesn't know who to give it to. Makdimim hakoyin lelevi v'alevi liyisrael v'yisrael l'cholol v'cholol l'shtuki v'shtuki l'asufi v'asufi l'mamzer v'mamzer l'nosin v'nosin l'ger v'ager l'evin m'shocher. So this is all halachas of kedima that apply in a lot of different places in the end of Horus. Who comes first in different things? Like we find in Aliyah is like that. You give the coin first, then the levi, etc. So who adin in other halachas kedima and tzedakah also? You should give the coin and the levi, etc. But medvam amurim is manchim shavim b'chachma. If they're all on the same level of ruchnias, album hayim mamzet tamachachem v'koyin gadol amaretz mamzet tamachachem koydim. You give the tamachachem first. V'afil chachem lachasvis v'amani lahachyos. Even if he only needs clothing and the amaretz needs food, still you do it. Now the shach says it doesn't apply nowadays because people nowadays are not this level tamid chacham. The level tamid chacham we're talking about doesn't exist anymore, and therefore the shach says it doesn't really apply so much nowadays. That you should always give to a rav or a father before a different tamid chacham. He throws in a line over there, that's only if the father is also a Talmud Chacham. But the Shach says that he doesn't know why he threw that in. Okay, the next halach is very important, and then we'll get up to Yud Aleph. We'll learn Yud Aleph next time. Mi Shabba V'Omar Ha'achiluni. Someone comes and said, feed me. Ein boit kenachrov. A guy who's literally asking for food. He's not asking to pay his bills or make a chasana. He needs food. You don't ask him for his paper from the VAD or whatever. Ein boit kenachrov. Imu Ramai. El ma'achilun oisum yad. You give him food. Haya aru. If he doesn't have clothes, ubov amar kisuni, he says, I don't have clothing, then already boit kinachar v'muramai. V'makir noisim, v'chasun noisim yad. And if you know what it is, then you have chasun. So there's an interesting halacha here that if a guy's literally asking, I don't have food, give me some food, which I don't know if that's the normal case, you're not boit gacharav. You just give him the food and make sure he has what to eat.
Is that the same when they come and say, I need help for Shabbos? Is that the same as
give him food. It doesn't say don't give him money. Give him money for food.
If you're suspecting,
he's not really spoken. All right, fine. So, Mr. Shem, that's the Chas Kedima next week or whatever. What's the Sunday afterwards?
It's Sunday.
This Sunday,
and it's
right.
The week of Yom Kippur.
Sarah Simei Shuva.
Fine, but Yom Kippur's later. Fine, so we can learn that next Sunday, okay? Sarah Simei Shuva.